This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Ballot counting resumes today in the race that's still too close to call for Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Last night was the deadline for voters with ballot problems to fix them and still be counted. It was also the cutoff for ballots to arrive for military and overseas voters. Colorado's recycling rate is in the dumps, but advocates say recent policies could help. That's the conclusion of a new report from environmental groups. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Danny Katz leads the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. His organization found Colorado diverts 16% of its waste from landfills, about half the national average. And that number, it hasn't really improved in the last 7 years.
We've been pretty stagnant. You know, we have this green reputation as a state, but our recycling rate is pretty trashy.
But Katz thinks the number will start rising thanks to new state and local plans. That includes new fees on companies making products filling landfills, like utensils and packaging. The money will then fund a new statewide recycling and compost program. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A bill that invalidates non-disclosure agreements in employer sexual assault and harassment complaints passed the U.S. House Wednesday. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was a co-sponsor and told colleagues the bill puts companies on notice to protect their workers.
We all had mothers who faced antiquated attitudes in the workplace. And we don't want our daughters and our granddaughters to face those same attitudes.
All of Colorado's Democrats voted for the bipartisan measure. Buck was the only Colorado Republican to support the bill. GOP Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted against it. The bill now heads to the president's desk. Democratic state lawmakers concerned about gun violence are starting a new group to push for stricter policies. The Gun Violence Prevention Caucus includes two lawmakers whose children were murdered in gun crimes. In its announcement, the group said it would advocate for legislation based on scientific research. This is CPR.